own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host today. Today is Sunday, November 30th, 2014. We have a great guest today, Mr. David Horowitz of Nationwide fame. Remember the Fight Back series, and he's done a lot of stuff, been around for quite some time. And, yeah, I was looking at some of the stuff he's got. I mean, he's written a lot of books,
A lot of
books. I mean, too numerous to actually even mention here. He grew up in a communist family, and he was a self-described communist for quite some time until he decided. The way I heard it, and maybe he can correct me on this, was that the speech in 1956 from Khrushchev started changing things in his family. So are you there, Mr. Horowitz?
Oh, yeah, man. I have to say, I'm often confused with the David Horowitz of Fight Back, to his disadvantage. So,
oh, you're not the David Horowitz of Fight Back.
No.
Which David Horowitz are you?
I'm the David Horowitz of Radical Son.
Of Radical Son. I see. Oh, okay.
That's my autobiography, yes.
Oh, okay. So I got the wrong autobiography up here. Okay. Well, that's my fault. Maybe you can give us a little background and tell us about yourself, David. I apologize. I guess I got
sure. I was I grew up in a family of American communist card carrying, and then my whole community, which we related to, were communists who wanted the Soviet Union to win the Cold War, I became one of the founders of the New Left in I went to Berkeley in 1959.
Oh, okay. I'm on the right track. You're the one I was thinking of. I didn't mean to pull in the Fight Back.
Okay, I wrote the first book of the 60s, actually, called Students, about the Berkeley demonstration.
Okay, I got you. And you're David Joel Horowitz.
That's me.
Very good.
Then the Black Panther Party. I got involved with the Black Panthers. Raised a lot of money to create a school for them, and they murdered the woman who I hired to keep the books of the school, Betty Van Patter, who was 42 at the time and the mother of three children. And the left defended the Panthers, and that was the beginning of I never was really a leftist after that.
So that was your awakening
I was among people that murderers and people who supported murder and you know and criminals, and you can see it in Ferguson today.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a left-wing lynch mob racist mob. It happens to be a black lynch mob mainly, but there are white radicals among them.
So you also
want to hang the police officer because he's white, and who exonerate any black criminal because they're oppressed.
Well, it's the old play both sides against the middle type thing. I mean, that seems to be what the radical left always does.
I think it's just racism, pure and simple, and anti-white racism.
Interesting.
But simultaneously with my revelations about the Panthers, the left won the Vietnam War. I mean, they drove America out, and the result was 2.5 million Cambodians and Vietnamese slaughtered by the communists that the left had helped to power. And the left has remained very consistent. It supports our enemies. There's no enemy too horrible. You know, think of Saddam Hussein, who murdered 300,000 of his own people, put people in plastic shredders, dropped poison gas on the Kurds, initiated two wars of aggression, which killed over 1 billion people. And the left went out a million strong to protect Saddam Hussein from being removed by Bush. We, you know, the left is the enemy within. That's who they are. They support criminals at home and terrorists and totalitarians abroad because their inner instinct is totalitarian. And this is true of liberals and so-called liberals and progressives. My communist parents never actually referred to themselves as communists, so it was always progressives. They have this fantasy of a future in which there's perfect equality and everybody gets along and there's no war and there's no corporations and profit. And that fantasy, in the name of that fantasy, they will do anything. So, for example, Obamacare is part of the fantasy that, you know, the government will take care of everybody. Of course, then the government controls everybody, and you have a police state. To get Obamacare through, they lied about everything. You can't keep your doctor, you can't keep your plan, it's not going to cost less, it's going to cost more. It doesn't cover the uninsured. I mean, they would sign up 7 million people. There were 30 million uninsured, as I recall, and so forth and so on. And they do it consciously. And why? Because they can justify it because of the beautiful dream they have of this socialist future. Very dangerous people, and they are in control of the Democratic Party, which is why Obama, who is comes from the same background I did, brought up by communists, but he never left the left. Still a leftist, and doing everything he can to destroy this country and take it down internationally. And he's done a really good job of that.
Well, you went to the People's Republic of Berkeley and Columbia. Do you think that possibly this whole thing starts in, you know, the biggest problem we have is in the education system because of what
I've
they're teaching?
Yeah, I've written four books on the subject.
Yeah, I was just looking at them. Yeah, the 101 Most Dangerous. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I was just looking at them, the professors, the 101 most dangerous academics in America. You know, you've been promoting academic Bill of Rights and so forth.
That's right.
Yes.
And I get really no support from Republicans or conservatives. And they just gave the entire school system from kindergarten through graduate school to the political communists.
So do you think
nobody uses the term communist? You know, we have neo-fascists and neo-conservatives. These are neo-communists. They have the same outlook. You know, they've learned practically nothing from the history of the last 50 years. I mean, imagine proposing socialized medicine when it's failed all over the world, wherever it's been tried. Or raising taxes when, you know, there are Republican-controlled states that lower taxes, and they're the states that are creating jobs. I mean, the left is a pseudo-religious movement, and therefore it's blind to facts. Ignores the facts. You won't find I've read quite a few leftist articles about Ferguson. None of them address the facts. The guy didn't have his hands up. He was a criminal thug. he was attacking, he attacked a police, an armed police officer in his vehicle. I mean, this guy's a menace to society, and he got himself killed. But the left sees him as an innocent black who was shot down because he was black, unarmed, hands in the air, going to college. Well, actually, he was going to a technical school to learn how to repair air conditioners. But who knows if he would even have gone. This is a thug, Michael Brown. And the civil rights so-called movement is a lynch mob and has been for years. Well, but you know, I actually am going off and on about all this, but I need to talk about my book,
okay,
which is called The Great Betrayal,
okay,
and which is a book about how the Democrats betrayed America and our troops in the field during the Iraq War. They authorized the war, they supported it, and then 3 months into the war, they turned 180 degrees, said that the Bush was a liar. Bush lied. People died. Said the war was illegal, immoral, and unnecessary. This is the war they supported in votes in the Senate. The Democratic leadership supported this war. They said it was illegal, immoral, and unnecessary. That's Al Gore's phrase, which means that America is a war criminal. We're the bad guys. The whole Democratic Party went over on this and for 5 years sabotaged the war on terror in Iraq. Fortunately, Bush was able to defeat the terrorists, but then Obama was elected, mainly because he was black and spoke good English. And Obama threw in the towel and didn't get us the base we needed and didn't leave the troops there in a tremendous strategic asset because it borders Afghanistan, Syria, and Iran, and has opened the door and created a power vacuum in the Middle East, unseated Gaddafi and let al-Qaeda take over Libya, supported the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. This is a very, very bad man in the White House with evil intentions, and Republicans seem too tongue-tied to describe him that way.
Well, you know, it's the Republicans seem to be almost as bad as the Democrats in a lot of this foreign policy. I mean, if you look at what Bush did.
No, I think what Bush did was right. He was crippled in fighting, the war in Iraq.
Well, what I'm talking about too is we got the Patriot Act and the NDAA. I mean, I don't know if Bush is directly responsible for that, but he did pass it, and it seems like ever since 9/11.
Well, I think it was almost unanimously passed.
Right.
You know, we have a situation in this country. We have terrorist cells all over this country. We have mosques which are recruiting people for the jihad. We have Somalis going from Minneapolis to, why did they let these Somalis into the country, given the fact that it's controlled by al-Qaeda in the first place? We have Somalis going over to fight in Syria, and then they can come back on American passports. This country is way too open. I don't want to get into an argument about Patriot Act. But this country is porous. We don't have a southern border, thanks to the Democrats.
Well, I totally agree with you that on that,
Mr. Horowitz. There's way too, the threat to freedom in this country is the Democratic Party.
I totally agree with that. That's why I'm against the Patriot Act and the NDA, because it's being used against us, the people, you know, that it's supposed to be protected, and with the people in power. With the TSA and everything else, they don't seem to be going after the terrorists, is what I'm saying. You know, the people that are in power,
well,
Obama and so
that's not the Patriot
forth.
Act. That's the left, which doesn't allow you to profile. law enforcement is based on profiling.
Right, I agree.
If a woman is raped, you don't go looking for women suspects.
I agree.
That's very basic. It has nothing to do with the Patriot Act. It has to do with the way this country's mind has been corrupted by decades of left-wing and Democrat, liberal, progressive propaganda. so that we have a lynch mob in Ferguson and nobody will say it. I mean, what is this mob? And they're going to be, you know, they're the top candidate to be Times Person of the Year. These criminal thugs in the streets there, you know, destroying stores, robbing Air Jordans, and saying it's for justice.
Well, it's crazy, too, because it's not just Ferguson. I mean, there was a protest that broke out all over the place, you know, Seattle and Oakland and New York. So it seems like there's a heck of a lot of them that are drinking the Kool-Aid.
There's a big left. It's organized. It's been going since communist days. It was the new left in the 60s. It was the solidarity with communist terrorists in Central America in the 70s and 80s. It was the Save Saddam Hussein movement in the 90s and in the turn of the century. You know, it's the support, as I said, the criminals at home and the criminals abroad. And there are millions of them, and they're all over the country. And I wrote a book 10 years ago called Unholy Alliance, Radical Islam and the American Left. How the American left has joined hands with the terrorists. They support Hamas, a Nazi organization that says in its charter it wants to exterminate the Jews. The American left supports Hamas.
That's insane, isn't it?
That's who we're facing. And Republicans and conservatives, too, generally, are too damn polite. And they want, you know, you've got to call... You got to, as we said in the 60s, tell it like it is. You got to call things by their right names. Why do conservatives call these people liberals? What are they liberal about except, you know, hard drugs, sex, and spending other people's money? They're bigots. They're incredibly prejudiced people, liberals. There's nothing, no connection between the word and them except that they know, or it used to be a good word, now they... chosen progressives, which is to describe the same people, so equally bad, but they have a nice sound. The root of liberal is liberty. Don't call them liberals. Yeah, I can't get conservatives to stop calling them liberals. And they're racist. Anyway.
I understand. No, it's fine. I like to get the opinion across the board on this stuff. I'm a little bit more libertarian, I think, than you are on some of this stuff, as I'm just afraid that
I'm libertarian, except when it comes to missiles in your backyard.
No, I get it. I mean, it's just
my lawyer is a libertarian. I don't think that we should legalize heroin and cocaine.
Well, there's a lot of different.
But I know
opinions.
All the arguments on the other side. They're very good arguments. But
well, it seems like we're losing our freedoms, bit by bit here, and I think so.
No, but you don't want to go overboard on that.
Yeah.
We're losing our freedom. The IRS is being used to suppress conservative thought.
Absolutely.
The Obama, you know, is anti-constitutional. Every radical hates the Constitution, and the President of the United States does, too. That's the threat.
I agree.
I don't know. I'm willing to listen to specific arguments about the NSA and so forth. But the fact of the matter is we have the motto of my online magazine, which is Front Page Mag or frontpagemagazine.com. Is inside every liberal is a totalitarian screaming to get out. And that's because so-called liberals believe they know what's good for us. And if we don't like it, they're going to force it down our throats, as they did Obamacare. The chief reason for opposing Obamacare is it takes away vital American freedoms, much more than the Patriot Act. It takes away your control over your own body. Life and death is going to be in the hands of the government if Obama and Pelosi and Reid, these American communists, succeed. That's what Obamacare is about, single-payer system. Government controls all. Government will ration medical care for older people. Government will want you to die when you're 75, as the architect of Obamacare said the other day.
Well, that's just what Hitler did, too, when he in Germany was, you know, one of the first things besides getting everybody's guns was he took over the healthcare system.
Yeah,
and that's a mantra of the left, you know, going way back. You know, that was their crowning achievement. You know, Hillary tried it, and now Obama pushed it through. And like you say, not one Republican voted for it, but we have it. What do you see in the future? Are we going to get rid of it?
We better. You know, this is the test for the Republican Party. They now control two houses of Congress. They better dismantle Obamacare.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because people speak in, accept Orwellian language, they accept that a lynch mob can be called protesters, and racists can be called liberals. When you accept that, you're paving the way for a very bad future in which instruments like Obamacare will be common.
What do you think we should do? Well, you got about 3 or 4 minutes here before you got to go. What are the solutions? Education? Should we do?
Yes, I think that, the Internet has done wonders for people's information. I'm a supporter of the Tea Party. I think grassroots organizing, and I have to say where I really part from libertarians is when they act as spoilers in these contests between Democrats and Republicans and say the Libertarian Party is not going to win an election. They shouldn't get involved. And the same thing with the Tea Party. They should, keep their eye on the prize, as it were. But I think grassroots organizing, the problem with conservatives has been they're too damn complacent. You know, my academic Bill of Rights, which is a really modest proposal that there should be two sides in a classroom to controversial questions. I was attacked by libertarians over this bill. They were in opposition, and libertarians would have, benefited greatly. If reading lists had two sides to a question, there would be libertarian text in the classroom, but there weren't. So I think there needs to be more solidarity and unity on the right.
Well, I think that we need to go more towards the Constitution is what I believe. I mean, we've gotten so far away from it. I don't know if that's libertarian or Republican or Democrat, but...
I agree. And I was a radical, and I'll tell you, radicals hate the Constitution because it was designed to thwart their agendas. In Federalist 10, Madison said, it's to thwart wicked schemes, and most of the schemes he lists are redistribution of income, which is the primary goal of the Democratic Party these days.
Yeah,
Constitution is the bulwark, but
yep.
But we don't want to get into scholastic arguments. You know, that scholastic arguments are fine when we're posting to the Internet.
Sure.
But there's a real political war going on for the life of this country, and libertarians and conservatives are on the same side in this war.
I agree with that totally.
So-called liberals and progressives. You know?
I totally agree with that. And what we're trying to focus on is at the local level. We know that we can't really affect the national discourse at this point. You know, it's getting more and more people that are getting out there and getting on the same team, get these guys out of there. But I think that people have to concentrate on the local arguments and get the local, city councils and school boards and board of supervisors.
Well, that's part of the problem that can... Republicans, and I think that's changing, have not contested school boards and city councils enough. It's kind of the farm team. As I say, the problem is, look, is it being a free market or a market society, less free than it should be, but a free market society? America is a land of incredible opportunities, and conservatives are generally people who take advantage of those opportunities, and they're creating businesses, and they're And leftists are all involved in politics. They're missionaries. So we begin with a disadvantage. We have the distraction of real life. Leftists don't have real life, and that's why they're so filled with hatred.
Yeah, I understand. I think we have to go to a break right now, and if you can hang on.
All right, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming in.
I'm going to take my wife out to brunch now.
All right. Oh,
well, thank you so much for coming on, David. Maybe we can get you back in the future and go over some more of this. And the name of
where are you based? In Northern California.
Redding, California.
Redding,
Yeah, we're about 150 miles north of
Sacramento.
I know
exactly where Redding is, having spent so much misspent time in Berkeley.
Yeah, we're not really Northern California. We're the state of Jefferson.
If you're ever in this area, we'd be glad to have you, you know, meet up with you and talk
speak
with you.
Speak at the tea party, yeah.
And speak at the tea party that we have here. That would be wonderful.
Great. And All right.
And the name of the book is The Great Betrayal.
Thank you,
David Horowitz. And thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. And with that, I think we're going to go to a break. And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Yep. Maybe. Okay. Bob's working. There we go.
Okay.
I'll go find the network won't to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Well, it used to be easy, get a place, build a house. Now the EPA said no, that's the home of the blue mouse. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. We're gonna use some common sense and we're gonna take back our country.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Charity Trail of Trees and Family Dynamics presents Storytime with Santa this Saturday, December 6th at the food court beginning at 9:30 a.m. A free book to the first 200 children donated by First 5 Shasta. Milk and cookies will be served. Crafts and activities following at JCPenney and Macy's Courts from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drawings and giveaways from all gift cards and Turtle Bay memberships. Mark your calendar and join the fun. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football back to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices. Those are our primary goals. Redding Concrete is located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Pull the mic over and start talking. I guess that's what I'm here for.
Usually.
Let's see. What haven't we covered? Let's start our show from the top here because we didn't want... I mean, David Horowitz is a pretty big name, and we wanted to accommodate him. And it was the same guy I was thinking of. I just didn't know he was connected to the... wasn't connected to the Fight Back series back in the
right,
day.
Right, yeah. And it's just amazing people like that, like we were talking during the break, that somebody that was raised so far left to come so far right, so to speak.
Just goes...
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just goes to show you. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived, and you can go and friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. And let's see, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship, South Bonneview.
2570 South Bonneview.
There you go. And we have a lady on Monday night that's going to be talking about...
I can't remember her name, but
it's... a kidnapping of a... she's going to be talking about a sex ring that, sex trafficking that was operating in the Reading area. So that ought to be pretty interesting.
Yes.
Tea Party stands for Limited Government, Fiscal Responsibility, and Start Following the Constitution. It's the Constitution, stupid.
There's a reason we have it, folks.
Yeah, it's not the economy, because the economy depends on the Constitution. Jefferson State of Mind, Saturday. Oh, no. It's Sunday morning from now on.
Yes.
Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
Next Sunday they start. this was the last Sunday for Robert and me, and then it'll be Robert and Kayla doing State of Jefferson.
If y'all want to get a preview of the Shasta Lantern, go to www.shastalantern.com, and we're starting to post the stories and get it together. We're going to give everybody a month free look, and then we're going to start taking subscriptions now that we got it online.
Oh. Alternative
very good.
News source.
Alternative news sources. We're going to talk about that. The quote of the day is, the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie down the second. Let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Thomas Jefferson. What else do we have?
I was going to say they're kind of the same, aren't they?
I think they are.
Yeah.
Criminals and government.
Yeah.
Let's see. I wanted to address, there was our editorial in the Record Searchlight yesterday, and that talks about, you know, it's time to focus on the big picture. And, of course, this is
what's
by...
What's their big picture?
Yeah, the record. This is the Wretched Flashlight. I mean, Record Searchlight. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat.
So, anyway,
this was the story, and it talked about the folks who brought Revolt and Measure B on the ballot, you know, released the materials they gleaned from the Public Records Act request centered on the letter, and this letter that was given out by the to the city council this last week, talking about the EDC clawback provisions. And the letter in question from the Federal Economic Development Administration explains that $1.6 million federal grant used to build curbs, gutters, improve roads, and so forth had a provision that potentially requires the city to pay back 74% of the fair market value of the property if sold before June 26th. Then they said the city council didn't know about the clawback clause when it voted to sell the land to McConnell. That's not true, number one. Only some of the city council didn't know about the clawback provision.
Right, not all of them.
We know that some of them did, and the city staff did. So that's, again, their reporting is crap, as usual. They don't get to the facts. They don't get to the truth. And now we're going to whitewash this thing. And now what they're saying is after all this stuff that the McConnell Foundation is the beneficial, it's a nonprofit that works for the benefit of the community. You know, it's kind of like the king, you know, giving everybody a piece of bread while he steals.
The soup pot.
it's like, oh, they're benevolent, right? You know, why they're the biggest landholder and, you know, they're in, you know, collusion with Turtle Bay and the city, staff, which is being proved more and more by the information and the emails that are coming out. And so they're saying that the big picture, if the big picture truth prevails, there's no reason for the world to owe a penny back to the feds. Really? So McConnell is just a great bunch of guys with the city, and it doesn't matter that they lied to everybody. Let's just let it all go away.
Is this the only item that they've lied about?
Yeah, what else are they lying about?
Yeah, what else is going on that they are trying to cover this?
Hey, Bob,
I'm just saying.
Cue up that organ music the real deal is here that these guys, you know, again, this is a whitewash. This doesn't get to the heart of it, and they don't talk about this, you know, the truth of the clawback and how it was kept from the city staff before the election, which is voter fraud. And just because McConnell does some good things doesn't mean that it does good on everything. And the fact that, investigative reporting, there we go.
True journalism
is not present at the Record Searchlight because they're not trying to find the truth. It's the truth, stupid. Okay? With that, let's move on.
Sorry.
That ran out of the way. I'm sorry. I blew up. What else have we got on the table here? Well, let's see. We've got here's another one. The Ponzi scheme. This is from CNSnews.com, the right news right now. And Ponzi, Treasury issues $1 trillion in new debt in 8 weeks to pay the old debt. This was by Terrence P. Jeffrey. And I guess the fact that this got slipped through, you know, this was released.
So we use new debt to pay off old old deck.
See, that's the problem with a Ponzi scheme is sooner or later you run out of Ponzi's.
Right.
Okay. And pretty soon there's no Ponzi's to pay the old debt unless you're just completely monetizing the debt. And the Daily Treasury statement that released Wednesday afternoon, just right before Thanksgiving, it's all coinky dinky. You know that. They would never try to just slip this through so nobody sees it. You know. Revealed that the U.S. Treasury has been forced to issue $1.1 trillion and some change. And by the way, this story was brought to my attention by Dick. You know who you are. You know who you are out there. Has been forced to issue this $1 trillion in new debt since fiscal 2015 just started 8 weeks ago in order to raise the money to pay off Treasury securities that were maturing to cover new deficit spending by the government.
Who forced them? I'm confused. Who forced the Treasury Department to do
it? Well, they were forced because if they don't pay it, then what happens is, you know, then you're going to have a default on the bonds, which means there's a real problem. So the best thing to do is just start counterfeiting.
Oh, okay.
That's always the answer. Just keep printing more money because that's going to save us. And all the left wing and the liberals and the progressive and the government pundits and the goons in the media just seem to forget that sooner or later that if interest rates go up, and even if they don't go up, that when those bonds come due and there's no money to pay it, or they have to take out half of the federal budget to do it, you know, and exclude things like, oh, the Army, the Navy. We'll just get rid of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines, and all those things that are really inconsequential, like protecting us from other foreign country and invasion and whatever. They're not important.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, and so, you know, at some point in time, you won't be able to pay those unless you just keep printing more money. And if you keep printing more money, oh, there's no effect there. You know, nothing's going to happen. It's just another one of those things. Go back to sleep. Don't worry about it.
The value keeps going up.
Yeah. I guess when the loaf of bread costs $50 a piece, hey, no problem. We'll just keep printing money. It doesn't bother us because we have trillions to spend. Yeah. Except what about those guys out there that are on limited incomes and they start starving? I guess that really doesn't matter. But there you have it. So, you know, another one that you can look up and figure out for yourself. Let's see what else we got here. U.S. media goes wild over speculation about firing of Defense Secretary Hagel, but is silent on the speculations about Obama's secret order to expand the Afghanistan war, which is a blatant reversal of his promise a few weeks ago.
Again? On a promise. I'm just saying. You know, how many promises does this make? Again.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. Hey, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just unbelievable. So, you know, I guess they dismissed it. You know, so there's a... This was put out, and this was, in case you missed it, the story was posted online on Friday. Oh, another day, another great day. So they post one thing on Wednesday night, right before Thanksgiving, and then we'll post another crappy thing on Friday, you know, on a holiday weekend where everybody's too busy sucking down the turkey to figure out that, gee, the government's out of control. And so, you know... So, this was posted on the in the Dead Trees edition, the Times revealed, Saturday's Dead Tree edition, the Times revealed that Obama, who last May said, you know, the United States would have no combat missions in Afghanistan in 2015 and only train Afghan forces and hunt Al-Qaeda remnants, had secretly authorized American forces to carry out missions against the Taliban and other militant groups threatening American troops or Afghan government, a broader mission than the president described to the public in earlier this year. According to several administration, military, and congressional officials with knowledge of the decision, the new authorization also allows American jets, bombers, and drones to support Afghan troops on combat mission. And the war just keeps going on.
Yes. And how many years now are we?
I forgot.
13, 14?
I forgot, you know.
But he was going to pull them all out and bring them all home. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But he lied again.
But let's just let them go. What we'll do is we'll just keep putting them back onto the field. You know, we'll trade some low-level sergeant who's probably a turncoat trader anyway for five Taliban guys that are, you know, head guys that are going to go back there and – You know,
yeah,
head guys. There should be some kind of. Oh, they're the B head guys. And so, you know, what can you say about all that? I think we probably need to go to a break before I blow up the mic and throw it through the window.
All right. If you have a comment, You can call in at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Down to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. Her metal hip set the alarm off, so they had to pat her down. But they patted her so roughly that her Depends underwear fell to the ground. She never felt so violated. And when they ended their attack, there were glove marks on her buttocks and incriminating latex in her crack.
Maybe we ought to kill that one.
Does it get worse?
No, it's not too bad after that. But
I'm sorry.
That's pretty good stuff there. Hold it.
Sorry.
Oops. Sorry. I had to play that. It was just too good.
That was pretty good. It's been a very serious morning between the two guests that we had. I mean, we've gone over some
pretty good stuff.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, that's some guy named Donnie Aldridge who did that. But
It was great.
Kudos to Donnie Aldridge.
Kudos to Donnie. We could do the rest of the song, but I'm saving that for that Christmas music that we'll be playing the rest of the month. Senate report. Okay, this comes from Wall Street on Parade, the Citizen's Guide to Wall Street. That's at wallstreetonparade.com. Senate report, scale of Wall Street holdings. Scale of Wall. No. Senate report. Scale of Wall Street holdings are unprecedented in U.S. history.
No.
Interesting. This is by Pam Martins, November 25th. You know, the last Thursday on the U.S. Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, chaired by Carl Levin, released an alarming 396-page report that details how Wall Street, too big to fail, now it's too big to jail, banks have quietly and often stealthily through shell companies gained ownership of a stunning amount of the nation's critical industrial commodities like oil, aluminum, copper, natural gas, and even uranium. The report said the scale of these bank holdings appears to be unprecedented in U.S. history. Adding to the hubris of the situation, the Wall Street banks own regulator, the Federal Reserve, gave its blessing. Oh, gee, I'm just shocked here. I'm shocked. Gave its blessing to this unprecedented, dangerous encroachment by banking interest into industrial commodity ownership and has effectively looked the other way as the banks moved into industrial commerce activities like owning pipelines and power plants. Yeah. This is good stuff. For more than a century, federal laws encouraged the separation of banking and commerce. The role of banks has been seen to providing prudent corporate lending to facilitate the growth of commerce and not to compete with its thoroughly unfair advantage of having access to cheap capital from the Federal Reserve lending program. In other words, gee, it's kind of an unfair advantage when the guys that are supposed to be regulating you are counterfeiting money and lending it to you so you can buy everything under the sun and you become the most big, powerful, worldwide banking industry, and you own everything and everybody. Does anybody see a problem with that?
No, there can't be. It's all good.
I like this. While the report addressed the elements of a catastrophic risk, noting, while the likelihood of an actual catastrophe remains remote, those activities carrying the risk that banks normally avoid altogether. Goldman, for example, bought a uranium business that carried the risk of a nuclear incident as well as open pit coal mines that carried potential risk of methane explosions, mining mishaps, and air and water pollution. Morgan Stanley owned and invested in extensive oil storage and transport facilities and a natural gas pipeline company, which together carried risk of fire, pipeline ruptures, natural gas explosions, oil spills, you know, no big deal here. Keep looking the other way. J.P. Morgan bought dozens of power plants whose risk include fire, explosions, air and water pollution. Throughout most of their history, U.S. banks have not incurred those types of catastrophic event risk. Really? So let's just give them an open checkbook. The Federal Reserve just writes a check that has no backing of anything. You know, there's zero in their account. They just write a check and instantly, cash has magically sprung into the existence for the big banks who are supposed to be being regulated by the Federal Reserve so they can just keep spending money. Wow. Life is good on the home front. So you can't tell that kind of sort of torqued me a little bit when I read that article, but, you know, just saying.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room said, isn't that like a monopoly and aren't they illegal? But
I think it's kind of like a monopoly monarchy. Sort of tyrannical squid vampire monster.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what that would look like.
I'm not sure.
It's not good anyway. You slice that pie. I'm just saying, you know. Wow.
Yeah. No problem here. Hey, move right along.
Yeah, move right along to the next exhibit.
Yeah, they don't control any of these politicians or the media, you know.
And they don't have any hidden agendas going on here.
I just wish that I had my own counterfeiting machine because then I can compete too.
Well, we could, but we'd go to jail.
Yeah, put on the green eye shade, go downstairs, start.
I have no problem printing money. Except
nobody seems to have a problem with this except the Treasury Department when they show up and they put me in freaking Folsom to make license plates. But I guess it's okay for the Fed to do it because, hey, you know,
they have to for the better of the country.
It's all for our own good.
Yeah, because we don't know. You don't love the dogs and the puppies and the children?
I hate children. I really do.
The flowers or anything, do you? Yeah.
I do.
No rainbows and no lollipops.
The lollipops. I like the lollipops. Okay.
Okay.
Get rid of the rainbows. Get rid of the kids.
All okay. Right?
So with that, let's cue up that Common Core, Julie Borowski. I don't know if you've heard this one yet before. We have our guest in the studio with us. Maybe you should introduce our guest.
Yes, our guest is going to be Tracy Mann, and she's going to be talking about Common Core with us today. How are you, Tracy?
Oh, hang on.
Hey, the fun never stops here. Common Core. It's common. It's kind of like Apple Core, only different.
Say good morning again, Tracy.
Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're having too much fun.
Yep. And so with that,
Okay, we have a timing issue here. We've only got a minute and a half before the top of the hour.
So. Okay, well, let's just talk for a minute and a half. We'll just ramble off various amounts of unintelligible things so that we can kill
time.
Well,
don't forget, I can kill some time here because this would be a good segment for me to introduce about the Christmas for the Troops on the 14th.
She's a buzzkill. Go ahead.
I know. I'm a buzzkill. On the 14th, we'll be packaging boxes to go overseas to the deployed men and women at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. That's on December 14th. Tickets are $15. That's just to cover the cost of the packages to go overseas. And then on December 20th, we have the Servicemen's Feast at the Veterans Hall. That's 1605 Yuba Street. And that's free to all veterans, first responders, policemen, firemen, families, children. Bring them all. And we serve them a whole big dinner. Turkey.
You're going to bring the children, too? Really?
Yeah. I guess that means that
does
you're
that make
out.
It, does that make it like a family event?
Yeah. I know.
Crap.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour, so we'll have to do everything after we get back. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Crank it up, Bob.
Were there children at your Thanksgiving dinner by chance?
Yeah, I fed them with a slingshot. A slingshot.
Explains why you're down on children. By the way, this is Casey and our Shasta Redding. Stay tuned for hour two of Sovereign Minds. I live back in the woods, you
see. With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Darren Wilson's lawyer says the Ferguson, Missouri police officer has resigned after learning of threats of violence against other officers and the department. Attorney Neil Bruntrager tells the AP that Wilson decided to step aside after Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson personally told him about the threats. Wilson had been on administrative leave since the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown August 9th. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating possible civil rights violations. They're tallying up the numbers on the early Christmas shopping.
Thanksgiving Day weekend sales up just a percentage point, up 1%. And the whole season was up 3.8%. So we often caution our subscribers to make sure that they don't read too much into this particular weekend's performance.
That's Bill Martin of Shopper Track. He's expecting another big splurge online tomorrow, the traditional Cyber Monday shopping bash. The Senate committee holds a hearing this week entitled Addressing Domestic Violence in Pro Sports.
The Senate Commerce Committee next Tuesday will examine the current domestic violence policies of the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL. The hearing comes after TMZ posted a video in September showing former Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice punching his then-fiancée, who was knocked unconscious. Lawmakers had blasted NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, saying he was too lenient on players. In addition to the Ray Rice incident, Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson was suspended for the season after he admitted to police he repeatedly hit his 4-year-old son to discipline him. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
German opposition lawmakers questioning the government's outrage over spying by the NSA. That's after parliament members investigating the surveillance uncovered a legal loophole that allows Germany's foreign intelligence agency to spy on its own citizens. This is SRN News.
Logo 6, the most advanced Bible study software, is now available. Logo 6 offers new Bible study tools and interactive media that will dramatically change the way Christians study the Word. Logo 6 empowers Christians to study the Bible's background, explore Greek and Hebrew, visualize the biblical world, and make new and exciting discoveries. Pastors will benefit from innovative tools like visual copy and cultural concepts to create engaging presentations. Logos is the easy-to-use study tool Tim Keller, Tony Evans, Matt Chandler, and Beth Moore depend on for their sermon and writing prep. With Logos, they spend less time searching and more time discovering. Logos Bible software has grown from a couple of programmers in a basement over 20 years ago into the largest developer of Bible study software and a worldwide leader in multilingual electronic publishing. See the amazing new Logo 6. Visit logos.com. That's logos.com.
The family of former Ohio Congressman James Traficant, who served time in prison after his conviction on corruption and racketeering charges, is holding a memorial service for him today in northeastern Ohio. The 73-year-old colorful and eccentric Democrat died in late September, several days after a vintage tractor tipped over on him at his family's farm outside Youngstown. Trafficant spent 7 years in prison before his 2009 release. His conviction for taking bribes and kickbacks made him the only the second person expelled from Congress since the Civil War. 9 Penn State trustees elected by alumni are demanding access to documents used to make up the free report on the school's handling of child sex abuse complaints against former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. The group says the board has a responsibility to review the materials and verify the sources of criticism in the 2012 report by former FBI Director Louis Free. Trustee Albert Lord says, quote, Free and his report greatly damaged the reputation of Penn State. This is SRN News. Spa treatments don't stop with people. Animals get massages, too, and it's become a regular service that many pet owners value highly.
Practitioners say massage can be a preventative measure for younger animals and rehabilitative for older ones by boosting flexibility, circulation, and immunity. As its popularity grows, primarily among dog and horse owners, so does the debate about regulation. Some veterinarians argue that pet massage is a form of veterinary medicine that requires a license, but whether therapists need one varies by state.
SRN's Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, November the 30th, the 334th day of 2014. There are 31 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1782, the U.S. and Britain signed preliminary peace articles in Paris, ending the Revolutionary War. And on this date in 1835, Mark Twain was born in Florida, Missouri. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, once again, Sovereign Minds, for the second hour, and we're back. I'm here with my sister.
Good morning.
We have our guest, Tracy Mann.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
And we're talking about Common Core, and so I want to play. I cue up Julie Borowski there. This is she's pretty funny, and she talks a little bit about Common Core, and then we'll get right in and dive into the subject. Go ahead, Bob.
I went to public school. In this video, me are going to address the problems that is in the public school and how to make education gooder. The quality of public education has been going like this, especially over the past couple of decades. There's a lot of reasons for the decline, but a big reason is the federal government is increasingly taking control over schools. Centralizing education and one-size-fits-all policies don't work. No Child Left Behind left everyone behind. Now we have Common Core, which is Uniform National Curriculum Standards. Remember that mean principal in TV sitcoms?
This will go down on your permanent record.
Well, that permanent record is now real. There's a huge new student tracking database as part of Common Core. Huge violation of privacy, creepy big brother, data mining. I know what some of you are thinking. But it's actually a well-known part of Common Core. The database would not just include relevant academic information, such as test scores. It could include information on a student's religion, political affiliation, blood type, overall health status, sexual orientation, and more. And get this, it could track a student's appreciation for diversity and cultural awareness. Let's say 6-year-old little Susie likes to repeat things she hears her older brother's friends say.
Tommy pushed me off the monkey bars. He's a...
Now, Susie, that wasn't very politically correct of you, was it? This is going in your permanent record, and your potential future employers will be able to read this. I mean, come on. Little kids, they say and repeat things they don't understand all the time. Don't let their un-PC inappropriate comments they made when they were in first grade haunt them forever. Another problem with Common Core is this kids aren't allowed to fail mentality. We have to coddle them. It might hurt their feelings. Everyone is a special snowflake. Mathematics under Common Core is pretty messed up. Let's say a kid writes 2 plus 2 equals 5 on his test. As long as he can explain how he arrived at that wrong answer, then that's just fine. This kids are too precious to fail mentality has got to go. Is this how to prepare kids for the real world? I mean, not everyone can be a politically connected Wall Street banker. There are a lot of problems with Common Core. I don't even have time to go into most of them. But a step in the right direction would be to give local communities, teachers, parents control over their schools so they can design curriculums and standards to best meet the needs of their students and get the federal government out of education.
Wow. I think that said a lot, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Absolutely. So what do you think, Tracy? You think that we need to have the federal government controlling our kids' education, or should we go local on this?
I think we should go back to local. I think the federal government took control, and it has done a lot of damage to what's going on now.
How do we go back to local control? That's the $64 question.
Well, I found out that the state of California, I think a lot of us that are doing the research and the fighting, have just recently found out that the state of California did not bite the carrot. They never even took the carrot. Matter of fact, we're taking it willingly. The state of California has adopted all this willingly, which, you know, for parents, when you find out the details, it's very upsetting to know that the state of California has taken this on.
Wow.
And but it, you know, and it needs to have the more parents that actually sit and fight about this and complain to their teachers and complain to the county school board, I think you're going to have a turnaround. I really do.
I think we need to start running for school board. I was actually contemplating that. You know, we need to get guys on the school board with some common sense, number one, you know, that care about our kids, that don't think the federal government is the answer to all of our problems. And how's that working out so far? Well, you know, I mean, so far, how's that doing? I mean, Obama, hello, Obama. I mean, you know.
well, the problem's been is people haven't been engaged. Parents haven't, they don't know what goes on. I mean, how many parents know when the school board meets or where they meet?
Exactly.
And yeah, things like that we need to get out there so people know.
Go ahead and cue up that other video too, Bob, so we'll have it ready when we do the next one.
Okay. 100.
No. not yet.
So that's why I asked you in, Tracy, because, you know, all the time out and about, people are saying Common Core, yeah, we don't like it, but there's nothing we can do locally. So if we could kind of set a foundation for the people out there so they know where they can start going and what they can start doing and then implement it would be great.
There's a lot we can do. It's not too late. The thing that I'm finding out is parents, the school boards don't even know. I find it very interesting. We've been lied to. The state has been lied to. Teachers have been lied to. And what we need to do is we do have a Facebook, Shasta County Against Common Core. If anybody would like to do that, we meet once a week. We will be sending out brochures to inform parents. Go to the school board meetings. Find out what your school is actually doing. Districts and the actual areas are actually implementing kind of at all different paces. I think Bella Vista is completely implemented. I know some schools, Junction, is completely implemented. The other schools take on the math, but not the English portion yet.
Yeah, Northwoods is where my grandkids are at, and they've taken on the math. I'm not sure about all the rest of it. And we've got him opted out of the testing and the data mining. But, you know, there's still – I've talked to his teacher, and she seems like a really nice gal. But they've been drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, how did they sell this? What is it, just because they believe – you know, that this is going to be the best thing for them?
I seriously think when I talk to Tom, our Shasta County superintendent, he truly believes the data is actually lovely. He wants to track our kids down. He wants to see what they're doing in the workforce later on and see what we did, basically what they did to our kids to make them be better workplace people.
More compliant.
Exactly.
Let's have a bunch of little minions out there running around just doing their bidding.
Exactly. Judy Flores is the one that does the curriculum here in Shasta County as well. And when I went in to talk with both of them, their first words out of their mouth were, "We love this. We're not going to change our mind about this. So what would you like to talk about?"
So
it doesn't matter if it fails or if it's good or if this works.
How the parents feel about it.
Exactly.
Or anything.
So it's like, just get over it. And that tells you right there all you need to know about government teaching our kids.
Exactly. And I think he made it very well known to me that he has not had very many parents come in and complain. And so, therefore, Common Core is accepted here at Shasta County. So I think for parents that need to actually find out what's going on in their actual school system, look at the homework, look at the books, and realize that Common Core, it doesn't state just Common Core on the books. You've got to really pay attention, look at it. They've renamed a lot of the stuff, and it does follow under the guidelines. So these schools.
So they've changed the name to protect the guilty?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. We were not told the school that my child was in. We were not told. They just said they were piloting a new math program. And then when I found out that it was the Common Core, I went ballistic and went to the school board and asked them. And do you believe it or not, the school board had no earthly clue. These are people like you and me that volunteer to go sit in, and they seriously don't know the truth about the Common Core.
Do we have the organ music queued up there, Bob? Organ music?
He's working at it.
Do you think that the Record Searchlight or somebody impartial, you know, the news agency or anything should report on this stuff with investigative journalism? Or not? Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, if this stuff has this stuff ever been tried before? Is there any track record? Oh, I hear it's been tried in communist China, and they're doing real well over there, everybody knows, because they're manufacturing all of our goods and selling them to us, and they're becoming rich and we're becoming poor. But other than that, how's it working out? I mean, isn't this a great program?
Oh, New York has been involved with this for 4 years ahead of us, and they're having psychological problems with the kids already. They have two psychologists that are traveling the United States right now, flat out telling people, hey, look, you know, this is not good for your kids.
Because it's it has zero common sense.
Exactly.
It's like what it is they're mixing them up. Go ahead and play that math video, Bob, when you get it queued up there in a second. And this kind of explains what we're talking about here.
134 minus 52. Okay? Normally, 4 minus 2, 2. 3 minus 5, carry the 1. 13 minus 5 is 8. 82. Now we're going to do math the Common Core way. We're going to do a little bit of Common Core approved math. 134 minus 52. You can't just solve it like this. You need to create columns. First column, 100. Second column, tens. Third column, ones. In 134, we have 100. Draw one little 100 dot. How many tens are in 134?
Three.
Three. Draw three little dots, and there are four ones in 134. One, two, three, four. Now we're going to subtract 52. Two out of the four ones, cancel those out. There's two left. There are five tens, but we can't subtract five from three. So we need to cancel out the 100, and we need to draw 10 little dots to represent 100. Then we need to subtract 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And how many are left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 up there, your answer, 82. Do you think that this is the most efficient way to teach the next generation math?
No. It's completely inefficient. You're wasting time.
Absolutely not.
No?
No. I don't think it takes too long, and it's kind of a waste of time, and you're teaching them things you don't need to teach them.
Yeah. I don't want my kids to have to learn it that way, that's for sure.
No, I don't like it. At all.
I do not approve. Too much work.
Would you say that Common Core Math is hippie-approved or not hippie-approved?
Not hippie-approved, because it's more difficult.
good.
It takes longer.
Way too much work.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta eat like half a bag of Cheetos trying to do this Common Core math problem.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of says it all. Of course, that was done a little bit funny, but it really does talk about the fact that it's not getting to the answer that's the, that is the, what you're trying to do in math. I mean, if you're subtracting, when you're trying to get to an answer as quickly as possible to solve an equation, because in the real world out there, when we're doing math for a reason. We're measuring a two before we're doing something. You know, we're not playing with little dots. What they are saying is it's the end justifies the means, because they want you to understand the process.
Yeah, it's the deeper thinking that they're trying to go after. It's the assessments that they really wanted. The government actually came in, took control, and using guidelines, of course, to indoctrinate, and then, of course, the assessments off the side. There's three parts to it. There's the assessments, there's the curriculum, and there's the guideline. So I think as parents, you need to get really involved. And it's not just the math. The history just got adopted last week, I think, in the state of California that removes the founding fathers, World War I.
There's no agenda here.
No. Gettysburg Address is out. The Boston Tea Party is out. Oh. Vietnam War, Korea War, Boston Massacre is out.
Those evil revolutionaries.
President Eisenhower out. Statue of Liberty. Pony Express, Alamo, Columbus, and Holocaust. And I can tell you, this is our history books, folks.
Islam. I can guarantee
what's
it.
In it.
Islam's in. Mao Zedong in.
Black Panthers are in.
Black Panthers in.
Yes. Slavery is mentioned 35 times in the first 45 pages, and it does not stop.
I guess it doesn't mention the fact that the biggest slave owner was a black man. And he started out, and there was actually a lot of black guys in on slaves, but, and so it's like, really? So we'll just, didn't Obama say we have to change history? We've got to change history because it doesn't fit into our little narrative of that government is all good. And this whole math thing cracks me up because I think that the guys, the government officials that are already practicing this, because they sit around wasting more time every day than I, you know, I mean, when you're working for the government, you got to sit there for 8 hours and do something. So you might as well draw a bunch of little dots on some papers and then subtract them and cross them out so that you can come to an answer that any guy out in the private sector would have done an hour ago.
Yeah, and the answer doesn't even have to be right.
Exactly.
So that really just baffles my brain. So to do anything in your life, build a house or anything, how's that going to work for you?
I just want to know how you feel.
Well, yeah. Could you imagine being a doctor and saying, oh, shoot, okay, how much do I need to give you? Oh, let me figure this out.
Let me get my patient's dying.
Hold on. Get my dots. I need to know. And I don't care if it's the right answer because I feel really good now.
I can explain to you how I got the answer, though, so I feel wonderful.
Well, I think, and like I said, I think people relate to the math because they are starting to come home now in Reading, and they are starting to come home with this funky homework. And,
and
you start realizing that it's not just our math. It's our sexual education area. It's everything. It's in our English. It's changed. The whole thing has changed.
My grandkid's 8. When did they start on, the sexual orientation stuff?
In fifth grade, they actually start.
So he's got one more year.
Yeah. Fifth grade, they actually are starting to, they came up with a book that actually shows pictures of masturbations and how they're actually supposed to masturbate. Now, this was the curriculum that was approved. So,
by who?
By the federal government.
Oh, by the federal government.
And then the state approves it, and then, of course, our county approves it. So,
and, of course, this was all over the record searchlights on front page headlines because they do a lot of investigative reporting, right, Bob?
Right.
No? Hold on. We got
investigative?
Reporting.
Here we go.
Because they've got our best interest in mind and the best interest of our kids.
Exactly,
because we wouldn't
want
to turn out a bunch of little drones that just want to go to work for the government,
exactly.
Would we?
Exactly. And I seriously encourage parents to really start taking a closer look. They say that data has always been taken from our kids. And, it's the first time in United States history that the government's flat out taken control of our, our schools. So this
that's so scary.
See, this goes back to Thomas Jefferson. I'm so tired of hearing these people talk about got to keep the separation of church and state. Number one, it's not in the Constitution. The Constitution is supposed to protect religion, but how that feathers into here is that comes from a letter from Thomas Jefferson to Samuel Courcheval, where he said we got to keep the state and the churches and the state separate because the churches were the schools, and we never ever want the government teaching our kids in the schools, because what they will do is they will slant the education system to the point that people will be all screwed up and believe that the government is good.
Hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I think we have a caller on the line, but before we get to the caller, I think we need to go to a break, don't we there, Bob? So with that, we will go to a break. This is KCNR 1460.
I need my teddy bear.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness that's up to greet me.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
We'll be right back.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, that's where we're headed.
Well, with the new mask, you'll have to be pushing your car.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. And the government is the answer to all of our problems. Let's just keep working on that. How's that working out there for you guys?
Well, there's just so much with this. During the break, I'm just like, wow. Okay, first of all, let's get out the information about Tom, if we could.
I thought it was Punch and Judy.
Tom and Judy, we want to get out.
Tom and Judy, I'm sorry.
And how to get a hold of them and when the meeting is and all that, if you could, Tracy, for the listeners.
Sure. What it is Tom Ermolino is actually our Shasta County superintendent. He is actually controlling the moods, pushing the Common Core into our school districts. The school districts do have a choice, but Tom is the one that can pull the plug if he really wants to. He's actually at the Shasta County Education Department that's located off of Magnolia. Their first Shasta County meeting is actually, it's not the first one, but it's of the month. They have once a month. It's December 10th. It will be falling on a Wednesday at 1:30. The more the merrier. We do have a group of people already going in. You only get 10 minutes to talk or 2 minutes to talk in the very beginning of the meeting if you want to approach the board. Or you can just sit in the stands and just help and encourage the people that do go up in front and talk.
Yeah, everybody should be out there. They should pack this. If you parents care about your kids out there and you want to know what's going on and you want to have an impact, this is an impact that you can do something about by just showing up. You know, these guys need to start paying attention to the students and their parents because, you know, this idea that they know better than everybody else. Oh, gosh, you know, they're the smart ones, and we're just a bunch of dummies out here that, you know, that they're just so benevolent for our kids.
Yeah, they know better.
So, well, you have another question there, sis?
Yeah, I wanted you to go over the – oh, go ahead,
you guys still have Andrew on the phone?
Oh, that's right.
That's right. We got going. Okay.
Andrew, are you there?
Yes. I just want to wish Mark a happy birthday, and I had a parody Common Core math question. It's very short, hilarious.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, yeah, if you have 7 forks and 4 toothpicks, how many pancakes are on the roof?
None, because I got a fork.
No. Purple aliens don't wear hats.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Andrew. Sorry that we almost forgot about you.
So he's up there where? Was he up in
Bernie?
Bernie.
Bernie.
You guys are listening on the internet.
Yes, that's correct.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
nice.
Good. Well, we appreciate the call. And you got anything else, Andrew?
Well, we have to stand up, and we homeschool currently. That's the way I am at this point. But it's before our very eyes, the crumbling of our republic, and we need to educate and get people to quit watching Dancing with the Stars.
Correct.
Or professional football or whatever it might be. That's not the fight. The real fight is in your community because it's going to take control of us. It has.
Yes, and Andrew, I also homeschool and also am in trying to get word out too as well. The homeschool and the private schools, unfortunately, if they continue the path that they're going, the curriculum is going to Common Core. So as homeschoolers, it's going to be hard for us to find curriculum too as well. So
absolutely. But we can counter it, though, by giving, you know, there was a World War One. Ask any kid right now who won the Civil War.
Exactly. And
they're
not. Well, Andrew, I really appreciate you and just even calling in and supporting what we're doing. And if you have friends out there, and just please let them know. I think the more we get backing us up, the more it will help the fight in this.
I trumpet it everywhere I go, even in the supermarket, and that's what we have to do. keep it up.
Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thanks, Andrew. Yeah. We appreciate it. And I apologize. I was wrong on the French. They've never won a war.
What's the color of their flag, Mark? White.
Nice. Thank you, Andrew.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, Andrew, for calling it. I believe we have another caller. Gary from Redding's on the line. Gary? Morning, Gary.
Are you there? Gary, are you there?
Gary.
Okay, maybe we can get him straightened out there. Has he got his radio
morning.
On?
Good morning.
All right, there you are. We got you.
All right, you can hear me fine.
Yep.
All right, a couple of weeks ago, unfortunately, I was at the State Board of Education meeting, and of about 20 presenters, 4 addressed the students as human beings as flesh and blood and their concerns about them as persons. The others saw the kids as a mere number, something to be calculated in the rise to be in the next notch on the educational ladder from superintendent on up, or as a measure to assess, and especially the big federal honcho was there. All we talked about was money. Now, Tracy, if you've done the research, maybe you could answer these. It's a three-part. Maybe you connected the cost, and the cost being, one, monetarily to the schools. That's probably obvious because the state of California was bribed, and bills. And you just touched upon that, but our superintendent is in it because of the money. And then, two, the cost of the test in dollars and psychologically to the students. I think there might be 2 costs in there, and you would know more than I. And 3, the cost of infringing upon the family and with the test and with this Common Core is doing to separate everybody, especially the kids from their family. And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you. Great.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Well, I'd see if I can get all these.
That's a mouthful there.
I know.
Yeah.
First of all, the cost in itself, I think you mentioned the cost financially. They already know that it's going to put even the curriculum in doing this. It is not going to stay this curriculum. They actually have a copy written on the actual Common Core guidelines. It will switch over, which means that they will actually change the curriculum to match the guidelines. So if you think that this is seriously going to stay at what we have with the math, and if you think that it's going to stay as the history, they're going to fully control that. We cannot change that. We cannot do anything with that. As the assessments, the assessments are psychological tests. They already flat out admit through Smarter Balanced Assessments who Shasta County and California are using, that they are psychometric testing. Now, we've all had psychometric testing done in one point in time in our life, but you put Bill Gates behind this. Bill Gates is actually forking out a lot of money. When you put his technology behind psychology, behind neuroscience, which is your brain mapping, this is dangerous. Tom Armolino had no earthly clue until I told him what was seriously going on. And he did not believe me. Unfortunately, UCLA has a contract with Smarter Balanced, who just got the brain initiative from Obama months before they signed the contract. So there's a lot more going on than just A, B, C, D, and F on tests. These are not what they think. These examinations on these kids are what they are. They're examinations. These are research, literally brain mapping. They want to know how we think, or at least our kids.
Right.
And without a consent of the parent. And this is sick. This is really sick.
Well, I want to talk about this. We got a core module that's going. This is a survey that's being disseminated around the county to our high schoolers. And I guess the parents don't really know too much about this. But
not just high schoolers. It's
middle school, elementary school.
Oh, it is.
Right, yes.
So this is what we need. Here's some of the questions. Let's see. Have you ever carried a gun? Okay.
Is that on there?
Yes, exactly. Do you carry a gun? They're asking, in the last 12 months, have you ever carried a gun? Have you ever damaged school property on purpose? Now, number one, What kid do you know? Oh yeah, it was me. I spray painted the side. So how number one, how valid is this, and how stupid is it? And have you ever seen someone carrying a gun, knife, or a weapon? Have you been threatened, harm, injury? What is your religion? What is your gender? Okay, that's pretty benign. Are you because you are gay or lesbian, or someone thought you were a medical physical disorder? So I think that this needs to come out in the air because this is ridiculous, some of the questions. Here's on one of the questions of the survey. Which of the following best describes you? Mark all that apply. The mark all that apply kind of scares me a little bit even. Heterosexual, gay or lesbian or bisexual, transgender, not sure, decline to respond. So I'm not sure how you mark all that apply, because I'm sort of thinking that you're
all of the above.
All the above, and then it's like, okay, what are you? Some kind of morphed out, what are you? So anybody, number one, what kids are going to answer? I mean, they're going to be cracking up, and this is ridiculous. How many questions in this survey did you answer honestly?
Well, I
kept count.
I also want to let you guys know that they've already done this in Shasta County last year, and they are not allowed to do this. This is against the law. They cannot, in the state of California, give this without a written signature from the parent. And I know for
which
a fact
they
did not do. And I know PJI, Pacific Justice Institute, will actually fight if people have been involved with this kind of assessments and have been.
Well, we need to get them up here. Brad,
how do you know if you have kids in school, how do you know that they took the survey, or how would you find out?
Ask your kids. I think, you know, and that was one of the parents that started researching down in Southern California, is the kid came home and said, oh my gosh, I got this question asked to me in this survey, Dad. And this is what started him on the Common Core fight, was he could not believe that this was already passed out in schools and given to the children. And this is part of the psychological testing. This actually will connect with the assessments from Smarter Balanced.
Yeah.
So if you think that this is not all going to be identified to one child, they've got another thing coming to them.
Well, and it's like, oh, what harm could it do? I mean, is your father, mother, or caretaker currently in the military, Army, Navy, Marines, or Air Force, National Guard, or Reserves? Really? Did in the past 12 months, did you ever seriously consider attempting suicide? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. During the past 12 months, did you ever feel sad or hopeless almost every day for 2 weeks or more that you stopped doing some usual activities? What kind of a questionnaire is this crap? Do you consider yourself a gang member?
Yeah, and then what do? The people that are collecting this, then you have to... Where is the information going?
WestEd, believe it or not, WestEd is controlling a lot of the surveys around the United States. They are also connected to one of the world's largest behavioral research places. It's called AIR. And it is unreal with the, and this is the data mining that they're taking from our kids. This is not the type of data mining that people think. This is just part of it. This is just, I'm even going into just a little bit.
During your life, how many times have you ever driven a car when you had been drinking alcohol, or a car driven by a friend?
Wow.
He or she has been drinking alcohol, and then they get one time, two times, three times, seven times or more.
Unbelievable.
This whole survey is utterly intrusive and has nothing to do with teaching my kids anything in general.
Exactly.
Right. And you're talking about this data mining and data tracking. Can you kind of tell us more about what they're doing with that?
I know the federal government has an alternative motive to this. This is not something that they really, truly care about our kids. Arne Duncan,
right, we know that. Yeah.
So you got to realize, with all these surveys being done, with the brain mapping being done, the assessments being done, all these connected together, if you think about the power that they're going to be able to have by the time that they start being able to read us,
on top of the fact
as an
that
individual.
This is the, on top of the fact that this is the most transparent administration
exactly,
in the
yeah.
history of the country, and then the most honest administration in the history of the country. They would never lie about anything other than everything, our health care. I mean, it goes on and on.
And I think this is where I started digging in. I don't take anything for heart. I would really encourage parents to dig in themselves. Go to the United States Department of Education. Start digging around. You guys are going to be shocked. It is hard to fathom them doing this to our children. They got
yeah,
in.
Yes.
they got in and they started taking control with our guidelines. And then on top of that, now they're using the assessments. I think the curriculum and the guidelines are off to the side. I think the assessments are what they really wanted. These surveys, along with the assessments, along with brain mapping, they're going to learn how we work and tick as an individual. This isn't just about our students. And I think this is why it's so important to fight. If you have grandchildren, parents, it just anybody that wants to fight. It's going to – and usually people don't want to fight because they don't – think that it affects them, but there's more to this than meets the eye.
Well, that's the gist of everything that the government's doing right now is they just want a bunch of malleable, Gumby compliant people that go along with the program. Everything, just keep watching football and going to your school baseball games or whatever you do, and don't get involved in anything that's going to teach your children and the government, because that's just, you'd leave that all up to the other guys, the Democrats.
Yes.
Right. And they're making people feel, like we know in the past, that they're the only ones it's happening to. They can't stand up. There's no place to go. I can't make a difference. And now we're seeing where you can. You're giving them pathways where they can go get the information.
And if we don't fight this soon, I think we're going to end up seeing our freedom go away as an individual. States are going to lose their freedom too as well. So,
is there any way that you can get a copy of that survey posted someplace
online? Yes, you can. Actually, if you go to the California Department of Education, guess where
it's
at? Healthy Kids Survey is what they're called. So they do get money for the surveys that they send in. So the school districts will actually get the money.
So that's the California that's on the bottom of the survey here, isn't it?
Yes.
So it all comes down to, too, is the money. I'm sorry, but the money is the big piece here. Yeah, all about the money.
Yeah, so go to you can type in California Healthy Kids Survey. It's the 214 California Department of Education, a high school questionnaire, the CARE module, and the version is the H18 fall 2014, spring of 2015. And you can pick up your Healthy Kids
core real healthy
module
there.
High school questionnaire and just find out what are these guys doing with all the info that they're mining from your kids.
Right.
And this is all for our own good.
Yeah. And we have to go to a break, and then we have a caller. We have Susan on the line. If you just hold on, we will catch you on the other side of the break. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
All hail the Messiah, Obama, Obama, the pastor, the new socialist.
Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Because you guarded our freedom, because you protected our country, because you served. In honor of Veterans Day, during the entire month of November, Reading optometrist Dr. Christy Davis is offering free comprehensive eye exams to veterans. Because you have given so much, let us give back to you. Make your free appointment today by calling 222-7271. That's 222-7271. Or visit davisod.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio, you know, giving you the news that nobody else will talk about. You know, we're just, boy, I wish you guys could have listened over the break. I mean, this is
crazy. Scary stuff.
Everybody's
this
wondering, what is all this data mining about? What could they do with it? Well, maybe what they could do is just like they do in the Soviet Union. They figure out what career suits you best at some point in time. Oh, in fact, they've already got a plan for that. I'm sorry. National Career Readiness Certificate, you can go to the www.act.org/workforce. And these guys, what they're doing is they're lining up all of our kids so that they will be, this is basically an aptitude test so that they can figure out what job you best are suited to.
Tell you what it is.
Actually, they've already started it in several states. California has not really fully implemented this yet, but if you go onto the webpage, it shows this is going to be for every person in the United States. Their plan is you take these tests, and it's going to have your English language arts in it and everything, and they'll give you a card. And you either get a gold card. I think the gold card will put you into any job possible. But these kids are going to be taking these tests, and I think the high school test is called ACT. But this is the start of them trying to figure out where they're going to go. College ready, you're going to be work ready, and this is part of the whole education reform.
So they're from cradle to grave, they want to control everything. Was that investigative reporting, Bob? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No, that was just creepy.
Oh. We need to get out there and hammer these guys over here at the county public, school board. The meeting is on December 10th. We need to, everybody show up in force if possible.
At 1:30 p.m.
1:30 p.m. right there at the Schrader Auditorium.
Yes.
On Magnolia.
Uh-huh.
Magnolia.
And you talked to Tom, and he didn't believe at first this was. I guess we got a caller in line. We better go over there.
Yeah. Sorry, Susan, but we are getting sidetracked real fast here. So much information, so much going on. Susan, do you have a question or a comment for us?
Yes, I do. I think if every parent and grandparent would start asking their children in their life or even neighbor kids what they're learning in school, they're going to be horrified. I will tell you that I went to school in Chico. My friend Tom, who became a principal and he's now retired, told me about their question, what did you learn in school last Christmas, during Christmas with the whole family? And the little eighth grader that went to Chico Junior High went, I've learned all about how Hitler had such a great idea that he got rid of all these useless old people over 50.
Oh, my God.
And the whole family went, what? And then the cousin jumped on her and said, oh, you think Grandma and Grandpa here ought to go by the wayside?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not them. And they kept on her. And finally she goes, you guys have just all now confused me.
Grandma and Grandpa are outdated. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I'm Grandpa. Hold on a second. I take umbrage with this.
Down by euthanasia. What about old people? We need to get rid of those. What do you think?
Hey.
You know, there's a mass indoctrination, brainwashing going on here, and it's only going to take one generation to become little robots.
I have an idea. Let's form a death panel.
I think they got those.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Obamacare. They did that already. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I need to come up with some new stuff.
Over and done with.
Death to Common Core.
Anyway, people need to talk to their children, and I'm not quite sure on one dot connecting here, but I assume most of the homework is on this Chromebook. Hmm. And I think these kids are all told you're not really supposed to have your parents help with homework.
That is correct.
Is that true?
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, they don't want the parents to know.
Yeah, they. As a matter of fact, the smarter balanced assessments that they will be taking here shortly, believe it or not, Shasta County will be taking them here in spring. Actually, the teachers don't even know. The teachers are not to be really behind them at all. They do not know what's on the test. Each test is different from each kid. So if a child answers differently on the test, it alters to the child's answer. And it's just like the homework, too. You know, and I know some teachers, actually, most teachers do not like this. But they have been told to zip it. Which is really sad. I think you're going to find out that when you start talking to the schools about the homework, they're not going to say much. They can't quite say much. But I do know that there are some support groups for the teachers that they can fight it at their end, too, as well. So, yes.
Yeah, my daughter is a fourth-grade teacher down in Willows, and she said last Martin Luther King birthday, she asked the children if they even knew who he was. And she says, geez, only maybe five knew who the heck he was.
Wow.
So she said, I immediately got a movie, and we watched it for an hour and discussed it. But she goes, yeah, there's everybody that was ever a hero is
gone.
Talked about.
Yeah, and you are right. Parents are not allowed to help teachers. In another state, I think she went and complained, and they actually told her that you are not allowed to help your teachers. I'm the teacher. Or that help your student. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sad with where it's going. Parents need to open their eyes. They
Yeah, all they have to ask is what they're learning in school.
Exactly.
They just might have their eyes opened.
Well, we joke about it a little bit, but this is a very serious issue, and it needs to be addressed, and people need to start standing up. The days of not getting involved and the days of sitting back compliant and complacent are coming to an end, because you're going to end up with a bunch of Frankensteins running around here pretty quick.
Well, and I seriously believe that this is a freedom fight.
Correct.
They're taking our rights away, and it's showing. They've taken our FERPA. They call it FERPA. It's the family rights, basically, to allow this to go on. They've taken that, rewrote it in 2011. So our rights as people are slowly being taken away, and it's time to stand up, people. It really is.
So get out to that school board meeting on the 10th. You got something, sis?
Well, I was just thinking during the break we went over this survey thing, and we were talking about it, how they are going to put this with the other surveys and assessments, and actually their long-term goal, if you want to say it that way, is that they will have control of your children. They'll be able to come into the home and remove your children based on these surveys. And if that doesn't scare the holy you-know-what out
the
of
jeebus?
You.
Yeah, the Department of Health and Services are tied to these assessments. They're tied to the surveys, and they have found a way to re-identify our children. So if you think that they are de-identifying them, you got another thing coming. The technology has gotten so advanced, computers, it has moved into our schools, and parents aren't thinking that it moved into our schools. Facial recognition, biometrics, fingerprinting, all that stuff is in our schools. And unfortunately, parents are just really too busy, and they need to slow down, take a real close look at what's going on, opt their kids out. There are opt-out forms. Please do. I recommend it doesn't have to be at the first of the year. You can do it now. These assessments will be starting in spring. So you can get the opt-out forms. You can go on to Shasta County Against Common Core
Is that how they get a hold of you, Tracy?
That's how they can get a hold of me. I am on Facebook.
We're still on.
I think Susan just left us.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for calling in, Susan.
So I truly think that parents need to really start opening their eyes. It's going to be too late. They will put this into law. They will take all of our rights away, and they're slowly doing it. And I think they just happened to start in the education. They took our health care. So why not the education?
So say again how they get a hold of you, Tracy.
The Shasta County Against Common Core on Facebook.
Okay.
And we also, if you find another Facebook page in the state of California, you can get a hold of me that way. We're all starting to connect and reunite as one big Against Common Core. So California Against Common Core is another one. You can get in touch with me. Just ask somebody on Facebook. We also meet once a week.
Where do you meet at?
We actually right now are starting in Palisadro, and right now we have 11 people going. We got brochures going to be passing out to the schools, letting parents know that the opt-out forms will be attached to them.
We'll put this in the Shasta Lantern, too. So could you give us a call with the calendar of events?
Exactly.
Or email it to me,
okay.
And I'll get it into the paper.
So if the parents want to get involved and meet with you weekly, where would they go? Or is
right
it open
now,
to everybody?
It is open to everybody that wants to be against the Common Core fight. So we will be meeting. I think we're meeting. I think it's on the 5th we're meeting, which is a Friday, right before we usually meet at 5:30 at Good Times Pizza, and we'll go over, everything that we're going to do. We're going to hit the school boards themselves and speak at the school boards, but right now the county is overseeing the school boards because each district is really different than how they work. It's a lot of areas for us to hit, and the more parents, the better. And just to let them know what's going on. If they have any questions, they can ask them there, too, as well. And as time goes on, hopefully we'll get a big group and start fighting this here in county, Shasta County.
Get off your butts and get involved out there. We're out of time.
Folks.
We're out of time. Thanks for coming in, Tracy. And
thank you.
We'll be seeing you again, I'm sure. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Harrington in Washington. Darren Wilson has cut ties with the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. The 28-year-old cop who fatally shot 18-year-old Michael Brown in August has resigned. This is the Brown family attorney, Benjamin Krupp, talking to CBS-TV.
We think that he would not have been very effective for the Ferguson Police Department nor for the Ferguson community if he had continued to be a police officer in that community.
The mayor of Ferguson says Wilson will not receive a severance package as part of his resignation. James Knowles says the St. Louis suburb and Wilson have severed ties completely. Lots of Christmas shopping across the nation over the Thanksgiving Day weekend. Over $12 billion spent on Thanksgiving and Black Friday alone. President Obama got into the act yesterday. He was actually doing a bit of shopping and talking a little bit with folks at the Politics and Pros.